Welcome to the MHI Cast, the show where we talk to the industry's best minds to uncover their supply chain stories. We explore real-world case studies and get unique perspectives on key trends and emerging technologies from every corner of the material handling, logistics, and supply chain space. Welcome to a special episode of the MHI podcast live from the show floor here at ProMat 2025. In this episode, we are talking about MHI's industry groups. Now, this is the show where we talk to the industry's best leaders to uncover unique perspectives on key trends, emerging technologies, and industry groups that benefit the members of MHI. Today, I'm talking to Kai Beckhaus, the president and CEO of Wagner Fire Safety, and Holly Hale, the marketing manager at Align Production Systems. First, thank you both for joining us for this conversation.
Welcome. Thank you.
Now, maybe I'll start here down the line. Will you tell us a little bit more? Who are you? What you do? We know your name's Kai. What else?
My name is Kai, and I am heading the Wagner Fire Safety team here in the US. What we do for the logistics sector is we prevent fires rather than react to fires. So when sprinklers is the more traditional world where you suppress a fire, contain a fire, but you have problems with smoke, water, and instead of that, we lower the oxygen level of a warehouse with all of this automated equipment that we see here, new trends at ProMat 25, existing automation installations, and we lower the oxygen level in there so to prevent a fire. It's FM approved, it's a really smart way, more cost effective than doing something else to prevent from that risk, and also smoke detection is a second field. And besides that, I am also volunteering as a co-chair there for one of the industry groups that we're going to talk about today.
Yes, fabulous. We will get deeper into that, and that sounds really great that you're both the prevention side and the detection side, so we know that will save us money in the long run. Holly, will you tell us what you're up to?
Yes, so I am the marketing manager for Align Production Systems, and we are a material handling company. We specialize in automation, but what we really focus on is the heavy industry part of the sector. And so what we do is we move big and heavy objects. So our AGVs will move things anywhere from 20,000 pounds to 100,000 pounds or even higher and higher. So we really specialize in heavy industry AGVs.
And then when it comes to industry groups, we're going to talk about those in a second. So I know Kai said he's leading one. I know you're very involved with a few also. Is that right?
Yes, that's correct. So I'm involved with the Mobile Automation Group. We call it the MAG group for short, and I am the marketing committee chair for that group.
Okay, it makes sense. You're using your marketing skills and helping out there as well. And Kai, for you, you mentioned one that you're part of, but do you want to take us a step back at the same time?
Cool.
Tell us a little bit about what are these MHI industry groups?
Perfect. Yeah, let me touch on it. Holly does a great job in the MAG group. I am co-chair of that group, and really, as a company, we are also part of the solutions community. I'm going to talk about that in a moment. But let's step back, as you suggested. The industry groups in general are a great platform of MHI to really exchange in the more specific domain that every company and every individually is in. So there is a number of industry groups. They keep on adding new industry groups as well. I think we're around 18 right now. And each company has their specific sector to work in this industry group with their peers to discuss about standards, marketing efforts, any topic which is really broad and generic for the industry. And that's a great platform for networking, for learning more about the industry that they touch, also for new talent to get in, and an important portion, really, of what MHI is to me and a lot of the people I talk to. We meet at conferences, we meet at the events, the shows like these here, and it's really a good initiative.
Yes, you touched on a few ways that you end up meeting, which are at events like we're at. We're live on the show floor here at ProMat, but what is the standard format for groups to meet? Are they kind of all different? Is there a standard format they use for the industry groups? If someone's thinking, like, I want to get involved, what's my commitment going to be? What would you tell them?
Yeah, so I can speak to that for MAG. And the marketing side of things, we meet once a month and we have a virtual meeting, but then we also try to meet up. Like for instance, today we had a breakfast for all MAG members and we were able to have a good networking time. And we also have an educational time as well. Today we had a speaker at our event. So we take advantage of these times like ProMat to be able to meet and get together. And then we also, like I said, meet virtually once a month.
It is nice to solidify that with in-person connection, isn't it?
Yes, it's amazing. I met so many people today that I've just seen in their little square box and realized that they're an actual person.
And it's great to really see the combination. There is members that are members, and then there is members that volunteer and spend their time, right? And as active as Holly does for the marketing, leading our marketing initiatives. But it's really, the platform is for both. There could be a member that attends the annual conferences and learns about the industry in that scope. And then there's more active members, and it's about giving and receiving as well, because there's a lot of good insights and providing insights to the community. So it can be however active it should be for the individual and the time.
Yeah, kind of whatever active level you want. Did you first both start as members of a group before jumping into those kind of leadership or volunteer roles?
Yeah.
Okay, so what was the, and then they're both saying yes here and I'm jumping in, for those just listening, what was the instigator for you to join originally? Was it because your member business wanted to join, or was it you as an individual who wanted to join?
Yeah. So basically, the reason that we joined the Mobile Automation Group is because we know that it's a group of industry leaders in mobile automation, and we are leaders in our industry, you know, for our heavy industry clients. And so what we wanted to do is we wanted to be a part of something that was, you know, based within our industry. And so we decided to join the Mobile Automation Group. So that way,
as a company.
Yeah, as a company. So that way we would have these opportunities for networking, for some knowledge share, to be able to learn more about the industry as a whole, because there would be no other platform for us to do that if we weren't involved with MAG.
Yeah, it's so niche specific to what you're working on, the challenges that you might be going through. And then how do you decide who on your team actually gets to go and participate? Do you have a system for that of some kind?
No, there's no system.
If someone raises their hand, they get to come in?
It's me. I'm all about MAG, and I'm all about really promoting our brand, because we always want people to know who we are and what we do. And so I'm that person that is kind of like our trade association liaison, so to speak. And so I get the privilege of coming to these events and being a part of MAG.
Wonderful. And Kai, how about you? So you said yes also to the fact that you were first involved and then, you know, got into that leadership role. But was it your business that decided to join in the first place as a whole?
Correct. For the business, in a lot of these industry groups, there's a lot of benefits from education, from statistics, so that you get anonymized data. And so that was a reason for the business to join. And I have even joined the MAG group and the leadership for my prior employer, so it can also be a record there. And it's really, the MAG group is a good platform for the mobile automation, for us as an associate member there as well. And the solutions community, which is the other group, is a more practitioner group as well, where Wagner Fire Safety has been a member for many years, where it's really a good opportunity to showcase different solutions. It's not that specific. It's more focused on showing technology. What's the latest and greatest is one seminar that we always do in the solutions community, and to invite practitioners to talk about their problems. And to we also have something that we call a reverse pitch, where the end users come in and say, hey, I have this problem, I want a solution for this. And then all of the members of the solution community can go out and provide their solutions and ideas of how to tackle that. So there's a lot of good formats in both the groups that I'm involved in, MAG and the solutions community. And it's great to see continuity in the leadership there as well, where it's mostly a set of three leaders. It's a chairman, and then it's two co-chairmen, and you really go up the ranks, and then it's the individually practice leaders, marketing, education, and it's a great team to form and work together with. We had a strategic leadership planning meeting here a couple weeks back, and that's a great platform to discuss what benefit are we providing to the broader group of MAG members. and from the leadership team.
And I think if someone's listening and thinks some of this sounds interesting, I'll also add that there are 18 different groups again, which you said, I think, at the beginning. But so if these ones are resonating a little bit, but you want to get these benefits in a different way, go check out all the different ones that are available. But let's talk a little bit more about some of those benefits. So we've been kind of touching on some of them throughout, but Holly, I'll jump back to you. Any kind of big benefits or value that you or the company are seeing since having joined MAG?
Yeah, so from a marketing perspective, it really benefits us because MAG's goal is to really provide industry education. And so as we are writing content as a member company, that gets published not only to MAG, but then our name is out there associated with that article. So there's some really good marketing benefits for different articles, blogs, podcasting. And so we've noticed that that's helped with our brand awareness. And then I just think the networking opportunities and the knowledge share that happens at in-person events is super helpful, but then on the monthly calls as well, I always learn something new, whether it be about marketing or the industry as a whole. I think MAG is a great place to start if you're in the automation industry and you're kind of looking to grow your knowledge. I think this would be a good place for anyone.
And I think one thing that in everything you just said comes out, it is that you have decided to jump in and actually be really involved. Like, you're going to those calls, you're taking advantage of what's available to you. So I think that's like a subtle tip in there, is like, if you're gonna do it, make sure you're picking the right team member that is gonna be really engaged and take advantage, because it's even benefiting you from a marketing perspective, which is really great to hear. It's not just your education and learning and networking, which is already amazing, but you get this bonus on top of it, right? Of building your brand at the same time. So would you add to that, Kai, from benefits that you've seen?
Absolutely, that is the, from the marketing perspective, one thing that I would like to add are case studies that we are publishing on the website as well. So every company can say, hey, this is a success story, and that is a good, as Holly said, a good multiplicator. I can publish a case study on my own website, but more people see it on the MAG website and from the industry group perspective. And when we look beyond the marketing, the education is a big portion as well. We really help to attract the next talent. We have a scholarship that we have out, so, and we invite the scholars to one of the annual meetings as well. So there's a lot of exposure. And if there's good talent, they learn about the member companies and maybe start their career with one of those member companies. So that is really good to attract more talent, youngsters into our industry, so making sure we don't run into a labor issue not having qualified personnel in a couple years down the road. So
sure,
that's a big education aspect that's good. We mentioned the statistics earlier on, so that is something where every executive member that contributes to, with their statistics of how many vehicles they sold per different category and so on, will get that data with their and the others anonymized back. So that is really, really important and one of the big benefits that they have. And lastly, very important for me is the networking as well, the personal connections, the knowing people, discussing certain trends, and so that's a good and important aspect as well.
Yeah, you touched on a lot of different things there, so I want to pull out a few. So that data, so you talked about case studies, which first of all are a form of data, right? Like in a written form where you can see what's going on and how they solved it, and then literal data, like statistics and information in that sense. How often is that distributed? How often is it captured? Do you have any insight on that side of it?
Well, I think the industry groups, it depends a little bit on that, but it's a quarterly reporting and in the MAC, and then the results are compiled and sent back. So for us, it's a quarterly thing. Other industry groups have other schematics there, and it's something that's always checked by the legal team as well. An important aspect is antitrust and the rules and regulations, obviously, with these industry groups. We cannot openly speak about everything or exchange data which would violate any rules. So that's where MHI comes in and helps with their professional team to monitor all of that. The quarterly reporting is something that is an important aspect for the executive members.
Certainly, to have that kind of comparison, that baseline, understand what's happening with your peers.
Yeah.
Like you say, in an anonymized way, of course.
Yeah.
Now, you also touched earlier on a scholarship. Do you know a little bit more about that to share with us? Like, who is it for, really? Who should, if someone's listening and they think, like, oh, I'd like to be in that, who's the one who can take advantage of it, potentially?
The scholars are, there's an open application, and it can be member companies recommending someone. It could be the universities. We have the Student Council, University College Council part, kick me off MHI as well, and they advocate this. And we have an annual scholarship. We had the last two persons that had the scholarship were there, were participating in our annual conference. So that is something which is a great opportunity for people that are in their college age and want to get into this industry. We had a mechanical engineer, it could be an electrical engineering bachelor, any of those subjects that are relevant to the industry, also marketing, very open. Anything that's relevant for the companies, we're happy to look at that and want to find engaged and motivated young persons, their students that are willing to learn more about what mobile automation does and for us to financially and also support them with the network and connections, helping to secure a really good internship. That's what we did with helping the last scholar there as well with the network, and we included them to our... So the industry conferences always have a social component as well. We went to Topgolf and the scholar was there as well, and a good way to really discuss and connect with a lot of different individual members and build that relationship and that link to secure the next internship or job.
It's so wonderful to hear about all those things that you're doing. There was a lot in there, actually, that you're contributing to them. And I know there's ways for students and youth to come to events like these as well, like ProMat and Modex. How would you say that industry groups like the ones you've been a part of, or even maybe heard of other ones, how are they integrating into these big events like ProMat and Modex? This year, I actually did hear that there was, for the first time, the industry group theater. So that was, we just talked about that a little bit on a different episode. But what else are you seeing that happens like live when everyone comes together?
Yeah, so we do several different events here at ProMat. So MAG also sponsored two seminars. So we did one yesterday and one today. And so that was really helpful. And then we also had a breakfast this morning, again, with the speaker that I previously discussed. And then we just had last night, we had a happy hour for anyone who is interested in industry groups and kind of considering joining one, or maybe wanted to come ask questions and kind of network. And so we had that last night. So whenever we have events here, like at ProMat, it's really a good time for us to provide educational content, networking events, and just opportunities for people to come to us and ask, what is an industry group and why should I be a part of it? You know, people who are thinking about maybe joining, they can ask the questions on a deeper level. I just had a great conversation with a gentleman this morning at the breakfast, and he was like, considering joining an industry group. And he was like, okay, well, tell me what marketing does for industry groups. And so we had a great in-depth discussion about the format of marketing and how we can come alongside him and his company. And so that was really helpful. So events like this really do bring people together.
Would you add anything to that?
No, I think that's really Holly had it all. It's about seeing your industry friends as well at these events that we organize, coming together and having a platform, because the annual conference is typically later in the year, and then the spring meeting is in May this time. So it's always good to have a touch point at the show here, ProMat this year, Modex next year, always alternating more towards the beginning of the year, and get together in the industry groups, visit each other booths as well, and learn more about what are the latest technologies that everyone is offering, and educating the general attendees of the shows in the seminars that Holly mentioned. That's also, it's always educational content that we put out. So those seminars are not like a marketing show of the individual companies. It's educational content to really help the attendees of ProMat this year to learn about what's going on in our industry and how to really deploy the technology that our member companies are offering.
Yeah, MAG is really, I feel, all about like caring for the industry of mobile automation. And so whether that be producing like educational content to help other companies, or, you know, even in marketing, like creating, you know, a blog post from one of our member companies that benefits our member company and that benefits the industry as a whole. So we're always looking to do things to further the industry.
And when you're doing some of those articles and posts and things like that, are they going out in a way that's broader than just the group of MAG, or are they internal kind of communication just for the group members?
So they go externally. So we have our own website. So we have a MAG website, and then we also have a MAG LinkedIn page as well. And so anyone can visit those and learn more and see all the different topics that we're discussing.
I think it's so clear that there are so many different benefits. And if you're listening to this and, you know, hanging on to certain ones of them, I think pull that thread, ask a little bit more from the people that you meet at these events, which is a big piece of what you talked about. You were just saying too, Kai, different events throughout the year where you can get together in person with this group and so many benefits that we've talked about. Now, would you add any kind of final thoughts in terms of why someone should join an industry group or check it out or where they should go? We can just, you know, sum it all up for us.
I think for me, maybe a little story to tell us. I moved to the US 6 years ago for one of the executive members as well. From my accent, you can tell I'm from Germany. Might be able to tell I lived in Germany and worked before that. And I remember very well my first ProMat that I walked. I walked around the show, a lot of good technology. Obviously, it's a little larger now than it was six or seven years ago.
Every year, larger and larger.
But the story I want to say, I walked around and I didn't know a lot of people, right? And you get into conversation, you learn. And today, when I walk around, I cannot walk for 10 minutes without running into one of the contacts that is happy to see you and greet you. And at all of the events, it's the same at the shows here. So that really feels like MHI helped me definitely to be part of this family and to get to know people and to feel like this is a home, the industry is a home. And that feels good. And it's really the networking, I would say, is one of the key benefits besides the facts that we discussed, the hard fact benefits that we discussed.
Mm-hmm. These groups are such an amazing way to have a smaller community within these big events that happen, that home base, those nice people that you can connect with and support each other to do better and better all the time. Would you add a wrap up either for us too, Holly?
Yeah, I just think for us, it's just been helpful. We're a niche industry and so is everyone else in mobile automation. So anytime you can surround yourself with like-minded people in the same situation, I think that you're gonna get so many different benefits from that. And so that's where we've seen success is just in the knowledge share, in the relationship, in the community. It's just really helped us in so many different ways, as we discussed.
Yeah, thank you so much, both of you, for being here. That was Holly Hale and Kai Beckhouse, and we were live on the show floor at ProMat 2025, and that was our live special podcast. At MHI, we never stop exploring new opportunities to take your manufacturing and supply chain operations to the next level of success. Thank you for making us part of your professional development journey.